Live from Hickory, it's Country-ish. Alan!
Get the country boy, and he's making it good. He was Jaws' underdog, resting Beaver Rawls, living next to the wood. He liked to eat the sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory and headed for Southern Cal. Wound up in TV and film, making popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, cause he's in Hickory.
That's right, I am from Hickory. I'm happy about it. I hope you're happy, no matter where you are. If not, let me change that for you. Stay tuned. What up, bumpkins? How you doing? It's Tuesday, October the 5th, 2021, and this is episode 97 of Country-ish, and we have a squirrely automotive nutty show for you today. We got comedian Dale Jones zooming in. We're trolling the Howard Stern show. Watch out. I'm giving money away, and there's an avalanche hating squirrel out there. So stay tuned. But we're live right now on Facebook, I hope, if Facebook's still here. I think it's back, so I'm happy. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, and we're taking your comments. I got two interns sitting right over here who can't wait to talk to you. So let me ask you a question. What's your favorite nut? I know what mine is. Mine is probably a pecan. What's yours? Or a pecan, depends on where you're from. Either one is acceptable here at Country-ish. What's your favorite nut? I want to know, because I got Elliot, the intern, who can't wait to read me. Oh, he's doing a Diamond Dallas Page.
Well, with the Country-ish.
I like that. So he's checking YouTube and Facebook, I believe, from time to time, and sitting next to him is the very – let me get that sip in there. Hey, buddy.
Hey,
the very handsome Marcus Stamos, John Stamos' little brother, filling in for Mark Havelball and or Wes Pittman.
Good to see Yenses.
Thank you for doing that. Leave a comment. These guys want to talk to you. Also, hit the share button. You know, in the beginning of the show, that one-minute running thing there, we're trying to get you to share. So hopefully you've already done the sharing. Last week, I was begging for 100 shares by the 100th episode. We're on episode 97, and last week we got like 140-something. As of today, I got up to like 147, maybe. So can we beat that? Can we beat it? Maybe if you share it. Let me give a shout-out to a guy. I don't know who he is or what he did or how he did it, but I think, Elliot, what's this guy's name again?
Jabari Ray.
Jabari Ray. Jabari Ray, work your magic again. And I know sometimes you guys are thinking, well, if I hit the share button, I'm going to miss something that you do funny with your face. Real quick, we're not just live. We're also a regular old podcast for your ear holes. I'm talking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, Stitcher, Podbean. You name it. We're on it, whatever it is. But let me go ahead and get you to share one more time. This will be the last time I bring it up. And what I'm going to do, you know, in case you're worried about missing something, I'm going to give you a good, 15 to 30 seconds of unentertainment. I'm going to look right at the camera. It's a thing I come up with where I put this here share window, and I look right down the barrel of that camera. I give you the share stare. If I could make you share, I want you to do it today. Please hit that arrow button that points his way. I want you to hit the share button. I need you to hit it now. Oh, huh? Oh, I got into that one. I got into that. I'm excited because I'll maybe get up to 200 shares this time. Who knows? But anyway, Thanks for doing that. If you didn't do it, thanks for when you do it eventually. Real quick, I got to throw this out there, and I'm going to get to the man sitting across the table, and we got a packed show. But coming up this weekend, I'm going back to my old stomping grounds. I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Kakalaki. Raleigh, Good Nights Comedy Club. That's where it all started for me. First time on stage ever was in Raleigh, and I'm going back there. In Raleigh, that's where Barney Fife used to go to party. He used to give himself a corner room at the Wide, live it up. Well, I'm going to be there. Good night. So I'll be one show Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. So come see me. But let me get to the man.
Yeah.
Sitting across the table. Very tall guy. Also very famous. Mm. Played a little b-ball with the Charlotte Hornets during the Kelly Trepuka years. Might know a Muggsy Bogues or Spud Webb. You have to ask him about these things. I'm talking about the Southeastern man of mystery. Mr. Sebastian, how are you?
Fantastic, brother. Fantastic.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, man.
Do I look different or do I sound or feel different?
You sound like almost something's going on with you. What is it? I mean, it's October. You have a different glow about you, a little aura.
I did put some moisturizer
in. It's moisturizer? Is that what it does?
Yeah, CeraVe. It's good for ginger skin.
Oh,
yeah, it's
Australian,
got a
Australian mane.
Australian?
Yeah, the Australian mane that they...
Oh, I don't know. I don't use that.
You don't use it.
Although it might be great. But yeah, no, I am doing sober October.
Okay.
So I know this, no offense.
The question is,
you
why?
Drink as much as you want.
I'm going to try.
That goes for you too, Marcus Stamos, the Alan Jackson, and you at home. I'm trying it because I'm doing a cruise ship in November and I want to be ripped.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
You're going to
be ripped. In
how close were you winning the world's sexiest man on that cruise ship?
I finished third.
Second? Third is not bad for a whole cruise ship.
Not bad, 3,400 people.
Right. So I'm going to enter it this year.
My
goal is to be hot and ripped and look good.
Good. I would like for you to enter it instead of entering the rest of us.
Well, I'm going to enter it. You're going to enter it.
And, you can do the worm, so I'm going to have to work on my stuff.
I have to work on the worm.
Yeah.
I got too much junk flying around.
Yeah.
You know, 49.
Mm.
I'll give it one thing.
One
worm. Not like a whole centipede. But yeah, no, it's day five of Sober October. You know, it was a trend that Joe Rogan and Ari and Bert Kreischer and some of these guys started. And I thought, let me glom onto that, see if I can do it. Test of wills. It's a challenge. So some people are doing it, some people aren't. But day five, we'll see how it goes.
Good luck.
Going to Raleigh. It could all. I mean, look at the tour dates.
Yeah.
I picked the worst month to do
this. You're busy.
I am busy. I am going to be so Raleigh this weekend, Jacksonville, Florida.
Dude, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. You cannot be sober in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, that great steak and shake around the corner too.
Yeah, thank goodness. That's something to look forward to. It's hard to be sober in Jacksonville because no one else will be.
Yes.
The crowd is notoriously drunk. And so that's going to be the test. Raleigh, I can get through Raleigh, I think.
And then you're going to go to Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah. Hooligans. And then I'll be in Bolivia, North Carolina on the 23rd. And then, you know, then we're back to normal. But, yeah, crazy time for me to do Sober October because I was in Dallas, Texas.
What's the over and under on this, Stamos?
You guys should be taking bets.
So, like, I'll say, like, $50.
Okay.
$50 says that John cannot make it past the 20th. Over or under.
Okay. All right. I like this.
I think he's going to be able to do it.
You think he's going to do it?
Yeah. He's.
So you're taking the over 20, which is all the way to 30. No, actually, he just gets over 20.
Yeah.
You get under 20.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. You guys should do
23rd,
it.
Yeah.
$50.
But I'm going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, most likely.
Oh, you're going to try to.
So I could be a bad. I could be like an.
He's going to try to sabotage me.
Could be a sabotage.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He's coming out of the gate hot 5 days in.
5 days.
Sold his liquor sickle the other day.
That's a moped.
It's a moped.
I know what it is, but I wasn't on a moped.
So you don't need that anymore. You don't need your liquor sickle anymore.
Thank God he's got.
I got a Honda.
Yeah.
I got a Hendrick Honda of Hickory. It's a 2021 Honda Passport. It's the best vehicle I've ever owned. 100%. I mean, that sounded like. No, but Dallas was. I thought Dallas would be tough too, but it really wasn't. It was boring, but it wasn't hard. Yeah. My thing is, if I get to the club at the last second, so I'm not tempted.
Yeah.
And if I.
and I hate saying this, but I'm not really going to do like a meet and greet. I'm not going to do like, I can't sell merch. It's hard for me to be around drunk fans when I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
Because they will want to hit me, grab me, do one of these, and then try and get me a drink. And then I can't. If I'm drunk, it's fine. So because I can go with it.
I did see a fan from the cruise from a couple years ago that we did that I can't believe he didn't buy you like 12 shots.
He was at the show in Dallas.
Yeah.
Him and his wife.
Yeah.
Great. They were great. They were on the front row, and I saw he was wearing his country issue hat, Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy,
I said, don't you give me no Irish car bombs.
Nice car bombs.
I said, look, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to hang out with him because I was out the door. I said, I'm sorry about that, but wait for that cruise.
Yes.
On that cruise, it's over. Yeah. I'll be doing more Irish car bombs.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, it was tough. And the Panthers were playing Dallas in Dallas the day I was flying out. 3-0 Panthers at the time against the 2-1 Cowboys. And Will Kunkel from Fox Sports Charlotte was there and is like, hey, if you want to come, you can, you know, my wife will be there sitting by herself. Y'all can sit there and watch a game. And I'm like, so I had access.
So Will Kunkel trusted you with his wife.
Oh, come on, look at me. Have you seen Will Kunkel? He's a good looking man. He ain't worried about me. I'm non-threatening. Plus, I love Jody. So, yeah. So, I left. I went home and watched the Panthers lose with my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. It was third quarter got away, but it was decent at the end.
Yeah.
Could have been better. But anyway, how was your weekend?
Not bad. I just hung around.
Yeah. Newton.
Mm-hmm. Hung around Newton.
Any fun things happen?
Not much, man.
Yeah.
We'll get arrested. On
that. You did not get arrested.
Didn't get arrested.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a blessing.
Facebook shut down.
Yes, this is a tragedy, right?
Cats and dogs were fighting in the streets.
Yeah. I mean, the world came
end of days. It was like the end of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I was worried for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've got like on this page right here, you guys, what if I lost you forever? I mean, seriously, I got like 226,000 people on the fan page, 5,000 on the personal page. But we're also on Instagram. That's another 65,000 right there. That's all the people gone without saying goodbye?
We'd have
So let's not do this again. What I want you to do is go to countryish.com and then, you know, sign up.
Yeah.
Isn't there a way do we have like an email thing there, Alan? We got something at country. You know what did not go down was countryish.com.
That's right.
That did not go down.
Stands the test of time.
That's right. Zuckerberg didn't get in there.
Can't get in there.
Also, johnreap.com is fine. If you go to johnreap.com, you click on the contact section, you can get on my email list. Because if I got your email and it goes away, then wherever I go after this, I can send you an email. Go, oh, by the way, we moved over here now. So whatever that is. Anyway, it scared me. I don't want to lose you. You know what I mean? So that was nerve-wracking for a minute. But let's get to our first segment, dude. What do you say?
I'm looking forward to it. What is
it? Yes. Well, it's you know what I do?
Oh.
Because Twitter never went down. Thank goodness, because that's our next segment. I go to Twitter, click on your hashtag.
Pound symbol.
Pound symbol. Some people call it pound, some people call it the hashtag.
Yep.
I call it the tic-tac-toe grid.
Oh,
yeah, and we find out what are people talking about, and we weigh in. It's what's trending. It's what I like to call... It's the best trends. Here's what you're talking about. All right. Here's what's happening. October 5th. This is also how you know we're live right now, because as I'm talking, it is October the 5th. It is 8:17 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today is World Teachers Day. That's right. It's held annually on October 5th, with this year's theme being Teachers at the Heart of Education Recovery. So, there you go. Happy World Teachers Day. Do you have a special teacher that you'd like to give a shout-out to on World Teachers Day, Sebastian?
Shout-out to my senior living teacher.
Senior living
teacher? Did you have this class in school?
No.
Very great class. The only class I can remember from high school.
So for when you're an elderly person and you go into a senior living, what are we talking about?
They teach you what the difference between a Democrat and Republican is,
Oh.
Things that you would need to know in life.
Oh, interesting. Like the facts of life, yeah. Like real hardcore
stuff that you could actually use, like, you know, like, hey, get your credit fixed, get your get your taxes done,
okay,
stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't. Good. We didn't have that. That sounds like
well, you were still taking the FFA, the Future Farmers of America.
I
took
was
a class,
never
probably.
An FFA.
Oh, you weren't. Okay, I'm
no, but I kind of wish I was. They got cool jackets. Stamos, weren't you FFA?
I was an FFA member, yes, sir.
Didn't you have, I'm laughing at the way you said it.
Nah, so I joined FFA, Future Farms America, to go to the state fair. So it was, if you was a member of the FFA, you got to go to the
FFA.
State fair in Raleigh. So that's that was my reason.
That's how you always had to
and
say
and you got to go to the fair because
state
of the
fair.
FFA.
Yeah.
Did you drive a tractor to the FFA meeting?
No, never been on a tractor in my life.
Wow, you're not a real FFA member then.
Also took Teen Living.
Teen Living.
Learned how to sew, cook.
Oh, I took that. That's home ec.
Joined that to get to go to the Southern Christmas show in Charlotte every year. You had to remember that.
The Southern Christmas show.
Yeah.
I never went to that. I didn't even know about Teen Living or Senior Living. What was I doing? I was too busy playing football like a real man. Getting my shoulder separated and losing every game. Getting dirt kicked in my face. Anyway, happy World Teachers Day. I'd like to give a shout out to Mr. Johnny Sechrist, who's a great English teacher at Fred T. Ford High School, and Randy Bell, art teacher, who made this hickory sign back here.
Yeah.
Randy Bell was a cool teacher. I mean, he was an art teacher, but he's also like a man's man.
Really?
Like he's a real dude.
He wasn't like a Bob Ross then.
No, and Bob Ross was a man's man too.
You
if you
think so?
You got to watch
it.
I watched it. Well, he was a ladies'
man. He permed. He was a ladies' man. He got good perm there.
Yeah. But yeah, so shout out Randy Bell. Shout out Johnny Sechrist. How about you, Marcus? Any teachers you want to give a shout out to at Fred T. Ford or CVCC, Stevie T. I?
You hated them all?
No, I just did.
What about Bost?
That's for another show. Yeah, shout out to Mr. Boss, marketing class. That's all I got to say about that.
Elliot?
I had a teacher named Paul Hips, and he had a wicked dry sense of humor, but I'm the only one that ever laughed at his jokes.
Well, you're kind. You're a kind guy.
Oh, they were funny.
Oh.
Just to you.
Oh, he just you're the only one who got them. I like that. I know what that's like sometimes. All right, so happy National World Teachers Day. Also, what's trending, and there's a lot of this going on right now, hashtag NASCAR. Oh, my gosh. There are three things going on in NASCAR right about now. NASCAR's never been so hot. Bubba Wallace.
Bubba.
You know who Bubba Wallace is, right?
Bubba.
Bubba Wallace becomes first black driver to win a NASCAR Cup Series race since 1963. Made history Monday. He's the first black person to win since Hall of Famer driver Wendell Scott led the race. He said, Talladega, we're winners, Wallace said in a video posted on Twitter of Alabama's Talladega Super Speedway where the race took place. It was a perfect weekend or what a perfect weekend or weekday, I should say. I just knew something was good about it. So, yeah. So, did you know about this?
I did not.
You guys aren't really NASCAR dudes.
Well,
I'm not 100%.
I'm a little bit. But, you know, is this Rusty Wallace's son?
That's a good question. I do not know. I mean, he's mixed, so it could be. I don't
know. Could be. We need to reach out to Rusty.
No one's ever asked me that question. I have no idea. His last name was Wallace. There was a NASCAR driver, Rusty Wallace.
Yeah. And Rusty had a brother or something.
I don't know.
Need
to do a DNA
check. Let's do it. Check him.
Hey, Google that right now. Who is Bubba Wallace?
Who's Bubba's
parents?
Daddy?
Yeah. Anyway.
Who's Bubba's daddy?
Who's Bubba's daddy? I hope it is Rusty. That'd be great. Well, he won, but like it was a rain delay win. So what happened was there was bad weather in Talladega. And he was leading the race when they did a rain delay and all that stuff. And they said, well, it's going to keep raining. So if half the race is over and you were winning, you win the race. And so that's how he won. It wasn't like a big shootout or anything. But they all knew rain was going to be a factor. So they were doing that halfway lap as if it was the last lap. So congrats to him. Yeah, I think this is great. Yes, Elliot.
His father, Daryl, is the owner of Wallace Industrial, an industrial cleaning company, which he set up back in 99.
So okay.
Not Daryl Wallace. Not Daryl Walter.
Daryl Wallace. Wallace. I would assume his dad's last name is Wallace. Yeah. He said, I asked on Monday what it meant to become the second black driver to win the Cup Series race. Wallace became emotional. He said, I never think about these things. And when you say it like that, honestly, it brings back a lot of emotion, a lot of joy to me and my family, fans, friends. It's so damn cool. So congratulations to him and Denny Hamlin.
Who are the?
And Michael Jordan, who are the team owners of the
Bubba.
The driver, yes. So congratulations. That is great. Any comments? There we go. I knew Denny.
Knew Denny well.
You know, I did this little party.
Mm-hmm.
And there was rumor that Michael Jordan might show up because they're like co-owners.
But Michael didn't show
up. Michael didn't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a bummer. But good times. Congratulations. Now, that's not the only thing that happened in NASCAR. Oh, by the way, if you like historical stuff like this, if this is your thing, there was a great documentary about Willie T. Ribbs. Willie T. Ribbs was the first black driver in the Indianapolis 500. Hmm. That's a great documentary because this guy was really good, and no one really talks about him too much. It's a documentary called Uppity about him, and I highly recommend it. But more NASCAR news. So there's this other thing going around. So let me read you this real quick. That was Bubba. Let's go over this one. Okay, an NBC reporter, Kelly Stavast, she salvages an embarrassing NASCAR interview with verbal dexterity. She's either hard of hearing or she's a very, very quick thinker. While interviewing driver Brandon Brown on Saturday at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama after he won his first NASCAR Xfinity Series race, this interviewer had to deal with an unruly crowd. The racing fans, sensing the live cameras, broke into what's fast becoming a popular chant at college football games all over the South and Midwest. It involves Joe Biden. So I'll let you guys hear this. Mm-hmm. And how she saves it is what I love about this. We all know. Go ahead, Alan. Let's play it, and you tell me what they're saying.
The crowd.
I can't hear anything.
Let's go, well, Brandon.
They actually saying stuff.
You
can't
were gonna
hear.
Kind of hang back as you can hear the chants from the crowd.
There it comes.
Let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you told me you were gonna kind of hang back as you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you told me you were gonna kind of hang back.
So this is happening all over the place. A lot of sporting events.
This is a phenomenon.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course it's going to happen in a NASCAR race, but it happens in college football. It happens in lots of places. So they're saying F Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But what she did was turn it around because the dude's name is Brandon. She goes, oh, they're saying let's go, Brandon. Which, you know, that's smart on her part, but also, you know, kind of saves her network's butt for, you know, having to bleep or anything or whatever. So congratulations to Kelly Stavast. Fast thinker.
Yeah, quick on her feet.
Yeah, I think they took it down. I think they took the chant down or the video down. That one's on Twitter. But that's not the only thing going on in NASCAR. This one, crazy.
And you own a NASCAR.
This is hashtag NASCAR. This is what's trending. This is a big NASCAR week. Former NASCAR driver was fatally shot after attacking his ex-wife with a hatchet. A hatchet. Whoa. John Wesley Townley, whose father is the co-founder of Zaxby's, was the sponsor of his NASCAR vehicle. It was a truck. He was shot and killed when he attacked his ex-wife with a hatchet. It happened Saturday night in Georgia as he attacked his ex-wife and another man with a hatchet. Police responded to a call at a residence in the Five Points neighborhood of Athens and found two people shot. Laura Townley, 30, was seriously injured, and her ex-husband, former NASCAR driver John Wesley Townley, 31, was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Laura Townley, whose divorce from John Wesley Townley was finalized this week, according to the police report, was at the residence with Zachary Anderson, 32. So that must be her new boyfriend.
The new boo.
A preliminary investigation revealed that Mr. Townley had arrived at this location and attacked John Anderson and Miss Townley with a hatchet, the Athens-Clarke Police County Department wrote in an incident report. Mr. Anderson filed – so the guy, Mr. Anderson – wow. Also, that was the guy on The Matrix, Mr. Anderson. Mm-hmm. What was the guy's name? Yeah, that was the bad guy in The Matrix. Mr. Anderson fired several shots from his gun, which struck Mr. Townley and accidentally hit Ms. Townley.
Oh.
Laura is expected to survive. But yeah, so John, this guy, the guy who died, the hatchet guy, he raced 8 seasons and made 186 starts across the NASCAR Xfinity and Truck Series, NASCAR's lower 2 national divisions. His victory in the Truck Series at Las Vegas 6 years ago Sunday was the only national race winner of his career. He drove a car that was owned by his father, Tony Townley, co-founder of Zaxby's. What I mean, this is
a lot. This is a lot
in there.
A lot there. I mean,
Zaxby's, hatchet, divorce. Truck.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, the last time I went to Zaxby's, I needed a hatchet to chop that stuff up to eat because it was hard as a rock.
Really? What'd you get?
I got the wings, dude. The wings were horrendous. Boneless wings. You had to have a hatchet.
Yeah.
Maybe a chainsaw to get through them things.
I remember when Zaxby's first came out, people was all about it.
Yeah.
And then it just slowly the love affairs slowly died off. No pun intended here. But that's I did a commercial for Zaxby's.
I remember this.
Yeah. Yeah, it was – I remember doing this commercial. They had asked me – so I was being myself. I wasn't like an actor pretending to be someone else. I was – they wanted John Reap, spokesman. And I did a thing for their milkshake or something. But I went there. They shot it in New York. And the people in New York didn't know who I was, like the people working on the commercial. And so I went through hair and makeup, and I just trusted these people. And I went and, you know, there was no mirror. There was no dressing room. It was just this white screen. I got in there, and it was like they were trying to hurry it up, you know. And so I was like, all right, let me do the lines. And I do it a bunch of times. And I never really looked at myself. I just trusted the hair and makeup people. And then I turned on TV a couple weeks later, and I see – have you seen this commercial?
I've seen it. You have it?
Yeah. Dude,
you have
they it? Totally – Justin Bieber'd my hair like this to one side, like this. And they put like guy liner on me. Like it was black. And so I looked like an emo rednecky. I looked like a goth Brooks.
A goth Brooks.
I love it. Like you didn't even get to see yourself. Like most people would have to
see
yourself.
Is this like the swan, dude? TV. Did you do the swan?
Yeah, it's like the swan. Yeah.
No mirrors?
No mirrors.
For 90 days?
Well, it was just this hurry up go thing that happened, but yeah, crazy week in
How was the milkshake?
It was good. Yeah.
You didn't have to lie about it?
The milkshakes are fine. Chicken, you need a hatchet.
You need a hatchet, John. It's a real hatchet.
No, seriously,
job.
Rest in peace, John Wesley Taylor. That's
terrible. We should be.
That's some OJ stuff, though. I mean, think about that. OJ Simpson, you know, he's allegedly right, went to murder his ex and the ex's boyfriend with a knife.
Yeah.
Both athletes, both using a knife, except this one, he wasn't as, you know, successful as OJ, sadly.
I mean, do you have a hatchet in the truck? I mean, what were you doing before?
Is that a spur of the moment? Like if you're picking out weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is this like, a samurai sword, a hatchet?
You never bring a hatchet to a gunfight.
Now that's what I...
Right? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So that's yeah.
He's probably been doing that axe throwing to feel confident. You know when you go do that axe throwing?
Maybe that's what happened.
Probably stole one.
He was at an axe throwing place, got the text, oh, you with that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Still has a hatchet.
Yeah.
Jumps in the NASCAR truck. Speeds over. Stops, gets a Zaxby's. Pulls in. And then tries to, you know,
yeah,
and get shot.
Yeah.
thoughts, guys? Any interesting comments in the comments section?
A lot of them, but so pick a subject and I'll...
Well, let's go with the original question. Favorite nuts. Anything good on that? Or was that like 2 hours ago?
That was a lot of cashews. It seemed to be the overwhelming cashews. Response.
I got one.
Go ahead.
These nuts.
These nuts.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's on here.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a comment.
Oh, who said that?
It was a long time ago, but it was on here.
I like to give people a shout out when they
pecans. They're trying to guess the nut. They're also pulling for your recovery.
Oh,
as
thank
well.
You. Recovering. Yeah, recovering. I'm just, it's my challenge. It's another
30-day treatment.
I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me.
John Reap is in treatment.
On that note, our beloved Mimosa said that she'd love you to stay sober forever and ever.
Oh, I know. I know. Well, come on.
A lot of pressure.
Steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. Yeah, we'll take a month off.
12-step process.
Maybe take a month on, 2 months on, 3 months on, a year on, month off.
Oh.
You know, it's give and take. It's the yin and yang of life.
Yes.
Patience, Mimosa. Patience. yeah, where were we, boys? Oh, yeah, so comments. Yeah, you said cashews. A lot of people like cashews. Mm-hmm. That is my least favorite nut because they're not crunchy. They're too soft.
Soft nuts. Like, you don't like soft nuts.
I like a good.
You like them good, hard, and
I like
salty?
A hard, crunchy nut in my mouth. A
crunchy nut in your mouth.
I don't like soft nuts. I don't. Anyway, we're getting off topic. That was what was trending. Anything else before I move on? Stamos?
Yes. You were talking earlier about the Matrix. Mr. Anderson was Neo's name.
Right.
The bad guy you're thinking of was Agent Smith.
Yeah, and he was the one that says, Mr. Anderson, So that's what was going through my brain. Thank you, whoever that was.
Yes. Matt Wolf, thank you.
Thank you, Matt Wolf.
Oh, no. I can feel it.
I'm starting to feel it, too, dude. Look what's in my hand right now.
I can feel it.
I think we move on to the next segment. And what I do here, see, as a verified Facebook page, which still exists, thank you, goodness. I seek out other verified pages, and I see what they're doing, and I just leave a little comment, and I see if I can get any kind of reaction from them or their fans and from you. It's a little segment called the Troll Patrol. All right, so this time, and I listen to this show. I am a fan.
You are.
Of the show. That I trolled in this segment, and it's not even a real troll. Again, these aren't – I don't even know why I call it trolling, because trolling usually means a negative thing, which we know Facebook loves, according to the algorithms. Yes. But what I try to do is just get some attention, because as a verified page, if I leave a comment on another verified page, mine's at the top, maybe more people see me, maybe I get more followers, yada, yada, yada. And my fans, us, our bumpkins, are playing along.
Yep.
Which I love. So it was the Howard Stern show. And I listened to the show. This is part of my wake up routine. I have Sirius XM on all the Alexas in the house. I've got it in my car. I've got it right here on the phone. I could stream it. I'm a fan. Ever since I moved to LA, when I first moved to LA, is when I started getting into listening to Howard because he was on the radio back then. And then I followed him all the way over to Sirius XM. But anyway. So he had this he left a comment. He posted a picture and left a comment of Brandi Carlile. And she's great too. I know who she is. She was on the show. She's got a great song, blah blah blah. Many great songs. And he posted a picture saying, "Today, Brandi Carlile joins the Stern Show with live performances from the Sirius XM Garage in LA. Tune in now." And I said, "Yes. I can't wait to hear this one. I love the Go-Go's. I've been a fan ever since we got the beat. She looks great, too." Now, obviously, what I'm doing here is confusing Brandi Carlile with Belinda Carlile. Belinda Carlile was the name of the lady who was in the Go-Go's.
Yes.
Her name happens to be Brandi Carlile. It's an easy / pretend confusing joke to make.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said. And that got 122 reactions and 49 replies. And what I love is that people, they don't think I know the difference.
Yeah,
and they like to correct you.
Yeah.
And she looks good. And now let's talk about this for a minute. What are the odds that there are two successful
Carlisle
singer, songwriter, musicians with the last name of Carlisle? They both look good and are blonde. and their first name starts with a B.
And one looks like Justin Bieber.
This one here, a little bit.
Yeah.
But what are the odds of that? I mean, that's got to be astronomical. Anyway, so I put that up there. I said, and then so here's the comments. I'll read you some of my favorite responses because people like to correct me, even though I know. So Lee Rothstein says, that was Belinda Carlisle, John. Thanks, Lee. I know. Nancy Jones, she wasn't in the Go-Go's. You're thinking Belinda. Oops. I know, Nancy. Kylie Pollert said, you're talking about Belinda Carlisle. Brandi Carlisle is a completely different singer. Thanks. Thanks, Nancy. I know. Oh, Kylie. Robert DeSantis says, you're thinking of Brandi Chastain, the soccer player.
Wow.
Now we're getting good.
That's Governor DeSantis, I think, from Florida, isn't it?
Who? No, you're thinking DeSantos. This is DeSantis.
Okay.
Robert DeSantis.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're related. But yeah, that's an I, not an O. But yeah, he actually had some humor in his. He says, you're thinking of Brandi Chastain, the soccer player, which just adds to more confusion for people.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Nelson Deaver says, hilarious. A few folks didn't get you. Perfect. So, see, I like these guys.
Yeah.
I like the Nelson Deavers of the world. And then Justin Rogers, I think I like his the best. He says, oh, bow down, you peasants. This is why he is the king. OMG, there are so many. Do you know you've got it wrong, right? Y'all just got burnt all over the place. Nice and crispy. I love Justin Rogers. See, we need more Nelsons and Justins in the world, and thank you for playing along. And then I read you one more from Eric Bronson. He said, she was even better in the Bengals. So that's all it is, just trying to get a little attention. And I did enjoy her on the show. Brandi Carlisle is great. But that was it. That's all I got for the Troll Patrol today. What do you say, Elliot?
Sounds good. Well, actually, our good friend Lee Hodge, lead singer of Doesn't Matter, is watching, and he pointed out that the other Carlisle is actually spelled with an S.
Yes. Yeah, I actually went back and wrote a comment on there because I don't want to stir up the Howard Stern fans because they can be brutal. You know what I mean? I don't want them coming after me too hard.
Right.
So I went back on there and I said, oh, by the way, thank you for playing. You will all be on the next episode of Country-ish. You know, try to get them to come to the show.
Yeah.
How many shares are we up to?
We got to be.
Is there
last
any
week
way to find out, guys?
Not on this, no, sir.
Not on this.
All
right. Well, that's the crack team we have here at Country-ish. You know what? I'll do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. I'll do it. We're at 27 shares.
That's it. We got to do better.
27 is not good.
We got to do better.
Especially since we had that huge.
Huge.
Yeah, 27.
Share day.
All right, hit the share button, man. All right, let me go back to where we were. How are we doing so far? Everybody having a good time? Wonderful. Should we give money away?
Let's give some money away.
I love giving money away. Guys, don't forget. I'm going to give money away real quick. We got an amazing comedian named Dale Jones. You may not have heard of this guy. And I know we get big famous people on the show from time to time, but I also like to expose you to new people. He's not new, but maybe new to you. Anyway, he's great. You're going to want to watch this interview with Dale Jones and a crazy small town news story about a squirrel who's stockpiling nuts and trucks. So stick around for all that. But first, let's give some money away. The Alan Jackson, is there a number at the bottom of the screen? Go ahead and start calling this number, because here in a minute, I'm going to pick a three at random, and we'll get you in here to play the game. So here's what we're going to do. As you're dialing that, I'll tell you what we're doing. So I get residual checks in the mail all the time from random things I've done, you know, acting jobs here and there. I've been in commercials, sitcoms, movies, adult films, you name it, I've done it. Voiceovers. And they have to pay you. They're called residual checks. I thought I'd make a game out of it. So what I do is I'll have Sebastian here pick one at random. We got three sitting right here. He'll pick one at random. He'll hand it to me. I'll open it on the show. I will tell you what it's for and how it's airing. You guess. How much is the check? You call in, you give me the guess. Closest one to the amount wins the check. I sign it over, and Elliot mails it to you. It's that simple. It's a game.
Oh, Mark.
That we all like to call.
How much is that Screen Actors Guild residual check?
All right.
I'm ready.
I ain't give away money in a long time, brother.
I know. I'm excited. Give me one when I'm not looking. Just put one in my hand. And I'll open it. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
While John's opening that, the phone number is 980-368-5177.
Get on that line.
We're going to do some in-house guessing first.
In-house guessing.
You see how they respond. I mean, you get their guesses. You hear their guesses. You watch my response, my poker face. That'll give you a clue as to how you should guess. Here we go. Let's see what this one's for. Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Okay.
Smiley.
This is from your favorite show.
Oh, Jane the Virgin.
That's right.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, wait. Do we have any new iTunes reviews?
No, sir.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Jane the Virgin. My favorite show. Watch it religiously.
I was in one episode of Jane the Virgin. Okay. I played an exterminator.
Well, one time.
Yeah.
And after that, you can no longer be in Jane
I think the
Virgin.
Show's off the air now.
Well, you can't be in it one time. After that, you're
oh, the Virgin. Virgin. Yeah, you're no longer. I got you. Sorry.
Thanks. I don't have to preach these
Well, man, they did a lot of seasons of. I think eventually she lost it. But no, yeah, wow. I was in one Virgin. I was an exterminator. I was itchy the whole time. Yep. It was fun. Episode 404. Uh-huh. This. This is for internet rental.
Fun one to watch.
Electronic sell through.
Ooh.
And pay TV.
Ooh, pay TV.
Now. It's that old before and after taxes. I'm going to do after taxes. This will be the amount of the check.
Okay.
So let's start with the man sitting across the table, the Southeastern man of mystery. How much is this guy?
$11.13.
Mm. Okay.
Elliot's laughing at me.
All right. Well, you're locked in.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Stamos first. Because Elliot's really good at this game. Let's see what Stamos says. How much, Scratch?
$7.77.
Wrong way.
Oh, wow.
Wrong way. Are you watching this at home? Okay, listen to what they're saying. They're not. Let's see what Elliot, the intern, says. He's pretty good at this. Elliot, how that is, Scratch?
$19.17.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Better.
Okay. How much you say?
$19.17.
Okay. All right. No more in-house guessing. D. Allen Jackson. Are there people in the bullpen?
A lot of them.
Okay. Well, at random, let's invite one onto the show, and let's see if we can get any closer than these guys. And whenever you're ready, D. Allen Jackson, and we'll talk to them. We'll get to know these people. My bumpkins. Who's watching? Hi, John Reap here. You're on the show. Who's this?
Lance? Yep.
Oh, hey, Lance. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Missouri. I love your stand-up from back in the day, man. The old stuff. You know, when I was in my early 20s, late teens, I always used to remember seeing you pop up on Comedy Central back when it was Comedy Central. And
man,
you always made me laugh like crazy.
Wait, hang on. Hey, stop talking for 1 second. Thank you. It's really staticky. I don't know. Are you talking through a xylophone?
It's staticky on my end. Ever since it picked up, it's been staticky.
Okay.
Like every time you guys talk, it's staticky.
Okay. Sorry, Lance. Well, you just do some listening for a second. Number one.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being an OG fan. I appreciate that. I love Missouri. I'll be getting back out there later this year or maybe next year. It's on the tour dates at countryish.com. Anyway, what do you do for a living, Lance? Tell me you sell crackers named Lance.
I am a musician. Yeah, I actually got a bunch of those. I'm a musician.
Musician. What do you play?
Yeah. I play guitar and write songs, singer-songwriter.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, I don't know if you saw the in-house guessing, but I'd like to see if you can get closer.
I did hear it.
Okay, well, tell me, what is your guess, Lance? How much is this Screen Actors Guild residual check?
Okay, I'm just guessing from your reaction that they were all too low. But I'm going to go too high, so I'm just going to say $44.
Hmm, $44.
24.
What did you say? Yeah. Say it again, Lance.
$44.
He said 44.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, Deion Jackson, go ahead and put him on hold. Lance, it's not your fault, buddy. Sometimes we get weird connections, but it was driving me nuts. Hmm. Which, speaking of nuts, stick around for the small town news story, but I got your guess. He said $44. All right, we got two more people. Hi, it's John Reap here. Who am I talking to? Hey, who's
Hello,
this?
It's Matt Hamilton from Oklahoma. Matt Hamilton from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
All right. Wow. Oklahoma is okay. All right, buddy. I appreciate you calling in. I already forgot. What Matt?
Matt Damon. He's a movie star.
Oh, I've heard of Matt Damon. Yeah. I'm a big fan, yeah, dude.
Born. Good Jason Will Hunting. Bourne.
We have a whole segment based on one of your movies. What do you do out there in Oklahoma City?
Stay-at-home dad.
Oh, how many kids you got?
Two.
Well, how old is he? How old are the two children? Can you hear me, Matt?
15 and 7 months.
Oh, wow. Dang, you took a little time off, did you?
Yes.
The second one's name is Whoopsie. Whoopsie Daisy. Hey, good for you, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Do you ever watch Jane the Virgin?
A couple times.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Well, I wonder if you saw my episode where I was an exterminator. Have you been watching the show? Have you heard the other guesses?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The last guess was 44. The previous guess is in-house. The highest one was 19-something or other. I would suggest keep it in the middle somewhere. Go ahead. How much is this check?
$22.50.
Mmm. Okay. Put them on hold, the Alan Jackson. Wow. Pretty good.
Pretty good guess from Oklahoma, man.
Pretty good from Matt Damon.
Matt Damon called in.
What was his last name for real, though? It was Matt
Hammond.
Hammond.
Maybe.
I heard it. Yeah. And then 2 seconds later, I forgot it.
Yeah.
And then you went Matt Damon. Like, well, I got to go with that.
I'll do it.
Okay. Matt Hammond or Damon, good guess, but it's not exactly right.
Right.
This third caller has room to improve. Let's get the last caller in here. Let's find out. Who am I talking to?
Mr. Hababaugh.
Mark! Oh, buddy. We miss you, man. Where are you right now?
I'm actually at home looking at itinerary stuff, trying to get set up for my trip to California.
Right. Well, do you want to discuss what happened?
Just real quick on that. Friday, my grandson got into a car accident and was killed, and so we're all kind of reeling, kind of adjusting. So we're getting ready to get him flown out from Kansas back to California, where he's from, and then we'll just kind of take it day by day.
I am so sorry to hear that, buddy. Do we know how, why, what's the scenario? Have you got the details yet? I mean, this is so tragic. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Everything's looking. He just got off work, and this was his first job. So everything's looking like he might have fell asleep at the wheel. It was a two-lane road, and basically lost control, spun back up on the road and hit a semi on the driver's side.
Wow. And so he probably, if he hit a semi, it was probably pretty quick, I hope. That's horrible.
Yeah, they're saying they don't think he suffered. They think it was instant.
Wow. How old was he?
18.
Wow. Well, I'm really, really, really sorry for your loss, buddy. But you're like the third caller. Do you want to take a guess at this? I mean, you want to go for it? I'll send it to you. You'll be in here probably next week. I'll hand it right to you if you get it right. I mean, the last caller was what, 22? No, what was it?
2250.
All right. Mark, you're on the phone. You called in. That means you're going to play the game.
I'm going to go with 2468.
Wow. 2468 or 58?
58.
Okay. Put him on hold, the Alan Jackson. Wow. This is first. Normally, I hand this check to Mark Havelball to crunch the numbers with Alan Jackson. Instead, I'm giving it to Mark Stamos. He will give the check to the Alan Jackson, and we'll crunch the numbers. I already know who won. This is just ceremonial at this point.
Yeah.
Because I know who won. So, Alan, just keep it in there. And you want to just put him on the phone?
Yep.
All righty. Hey. Congratulations, Mr. Mark Havelball. Everybody ready? One, two, three.
What are you going to do with all that cash?
I guess I'm going to take care and put it towards my trip.
There you go. Go, brother. Well, the actual check was for $24 and
24 and 55 cents.
Wow, cents.
That's close.
Havelball said 24.58. He was off by three pennies. So there you go. So Elliot, you're not going to have to put this one in the mail. We'll hand it right to him when he comes back.
Sounds good.
Elliot's been training me.
Elliot's what?
He's been training me.
Training, yeah.
Training him, yes.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, thank you all for calling in. Mark, you have our condolences. Get back here safe and sound. Let us know if there's anything we can do. Leave a comment for Mark Havelball in this section. And we got more show to do. We've got a funny comedian, Del Jones, going to Zoom in. We got a crazy small town news story about a squirrel and nuts. And avalanche trucks. But we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more country-ish after this. Hey, everybody, John Reap here, and I want you to go cruising with me, not in our cars, but on a ship. Yeah, let's take a ship together. It's the Reap's Peeps Comedy Cruise, November 6th through 11th. This year, we leave out of Port Canaveral, Florida. We go to a private beach in Haiti where they have the world's longest zip line over water. We're going to Nassau, and it's 5 days, baby. I'm doing a podcast, I'm doing karaoke, and I'm doing stand-up comedy, and we're even doing Diamond Dallas Page yoga. So get on the boat with me. Go to johnreap.com, click on the Reap's Peeps Comedy Cruise, and this is the t-shirt you get. Isn't that something? I'll see you on the boat. If you love this podcast and you love wearing shirts, well, we got something for you. If you go to countryishpodcast.com, click on merchandise, it'll take you to my store, and we have an awesome t-shirt for you. It's a Country-ish Podcast t-shirt. Look at it. Isn't it beautiful? Also, it's got the website on there. It's a soft tee, very soft, feels good on your skin, and it helps us keep the lights on here at the studio. So check out countryishpodcast.com, click on merchandise, get yourself a t-shirt, and know that I love you. Hey, we're back. Did you hit the share button yet? We're up to 35 shares. That's great. And, we're trying to get to 100. Last week, we got 148. I don't know what happened. I'm just happy that we're still here and that Facebook didn't die and that we can still do this. I also do another podcast with a guy named John Heffron, also known as Sebastian's best friend. And it's called the Heffron and Reap Show. And I want to show you a little clip of what we talked about last week. John is trying to lose weight as well, and he has resorted to some strange tactics. So enjoy this clip of the Heffron and Reap Show.
It was like a sauna, a gut sauna, where it makes you sweat.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't.
What is it?
So I got it.
And wait, what are you doing?
Okay.
He's taking his shirt off, ladies and gentlemen, for the audio listeners only. He looks like he's wearing a black.
This is what I got by accident.
Oh, it's like a girdle. Oh, yeah. Now, what does that do? Now, turn around. Can you spin, or is it going to mess up the cord? Okay. How do you get into that thing? Where does it attach on the back? Is it Velcro? Is there straps? Is there hooks?
So, I got this, and this is supposed to, if you wear this and you put on a dress shirt, or this is, goes under my teeth. So, here it is.
Yeah.
I see the old guys that like wear their
stuff. Yeah, right. That's when I get out of the shower. That's where I put my towel. I'll do it like a chick almost.
So this, right? I guess I'm supposed to.
Right. Now, okay. So the purpose for you was that maybe it would like make you sweat more around your abs, and you would lose the love handles. Right. That's what you were thinking.
See how pushy this is. This is so. So this goes like this.
You got Spanx for your gut.
And yeah, so this just looks like even sticking out my gut. Sorry, I'm trying to. It kind of hurts if you sit, but it's supposed to hold your stomach.
Well, is it working? Do we not like it? You're sending it back?
I'm just going to keep it. I mean, it.
Yeah. At this point, I would keep it.
It's a girdle, but you have to put it on. So
yeah, I was going to ask you, how did you get that thing off?
From your feet. I tried putting it over my arms and I got stuck. So I pulled it up over my legs, just like what imagine like a mini skirt, like a girl, like a bodysuit, those things that they wore in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, dude.
They have those for guys. Those you ever date a girl had that like the bodysuit where there's, it's like one, the shirt goes into the crotch and then there's like a snap. Like, you know, at the crotch
between, yeah, like a onesie for babies or something.
Yeah, they have those for dudes now. That's a thing. Where your shirt doesn't untuck. It's literally a body.
I have seen these. Yeah. I am curious. Yeah. I don't tuck in. If I were a tucker inner, I would be intrigued by this. I remember one time I walked in on my dad getting ready, getting dressed, and I saw him stuffing. This is a dress shirt with a collar. Stuffing his shirt tail in his underwear.
Yeah.
And then he would put his pants on. I go,
you used to have clips that would go on the bottom of your shirt, like garters.
Yeah. And it was attached to your socks.
And they would go to your socks and keep everything tucked in.
Yeah. The things that people would do just to get the shirt to stay in the pants. That's just pull them out, man. The things that we resort to try to slim up a little bit, you know, obviously it's just going to fall right off of me. I'm not drinking. So I would recommend that, John. They have the booze, dude. But yeah, I love doing that show. We'll have a new episode out tomorrow night with a very funny comedian named Adam Ferrara. You know him from Top Gun and Rescue Me. So he'll be on the show tomorrow. Check it out right here on this page, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, we got more show to do. Is he here? Oh, crap.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, good. He just got in the room.
This guy, let me tell you something. You know, we've had famous comedians on here. We've had not so famous comedians on here. This guy, when I heard about him the first time, they used to say I was high energy. I used to be high energy. I'd go in there and dance around the dance machine. And they said, like, you heard of Dale Jones, man?
He's way more high energy than you, dude. Hmm. So I was getting nervous. Like, it's going to be a showdown between me and the other high energy guy from the South. But he is absolutely hysterical. And do we have any? We're going to show a clip of his stand up before we get him in?
Yeah, we'll play a little clip.
Okay. So why don't we do this? I want you to sit back and enjoy a little bit of this stand up from my good buddy Dale Jones, and then we'll get him into the room. Check this out.
So here's what happened. Fireball is not your friend. I know you think it is. It tastes like a cinnamon dream. But it makes you do stupid stuff, like put your leg in the blood pressure machine at Walgreens. And I'm thinking, it's got to let go, right? It's got to let... No, it held on like a psycho ex-girlfriend.
It says, I think we should be together forever.
There was nobody else around because my friends fled, you know, and they're like, well, why don't you yell for help? Well, look at me. I'm not good at meeting people. I get nervous. I give out too much information, you know. I'm like, hi, what's your name? I have a prescription. And the voice in my head kicks in. You got to connect with them. Tell them your hobbies. I like to sit on the toilet till my legs go numb. That's how this happened. 6 hours right here. I beat my record.
And he's here with us right now. The very funny, very talented Dale Jones. How are you, buddy?
I'm groovy. Thanks for having me on.
Dale, how long have you been doing stand-up and where did you start? I like to do the origin story of Dale Jones.
Nashville, Tennessee. That's where I started. January 12th, 1993 at Zany's in Nashville.
Wow, okay.
So it was Tuesdays. It was open mics on Tuesdays. I'd never been on stage. I'd never done theater. None of that. My buddies were like, you're an idiot. Go up there and do that. And you know how it is. Most of us end up getting dared.
Yeah.
And I went up and I had written 11 minutes. I went for a month and watched. And I was like, I think I can do this. I wrote out 11 minutes and found out I had about 15 seconds that was worth it. Right.
Yeah.
I think at one point when they flashed the light for me to get off stage, I screamed, thank God the light.
Right. Yes. I know that feeling.
And I was horrible. I couldn't figure out the punchline went at the end or something. I couldn't figure out what I wanted. None of us do. We never know. And they ended up kicking me off the open mic. The manager at the time, he goes, you can't go up anymore. And I go, it's free on a Tuesday. And he goes, you're not funny. You can sit in the back and watch, but you are not going
up.
No
kidding.
Yeah.
At Zany's? Wait, who was this? I have to write an angry letter to this person.
He passed away.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's karma, dude.
So I was bouncing around doing, at the time they had another room in Huntsville. And I think Stardome was doing open mics in the big room.
Yeah.
And then I think I was going to Memphis to the Comedy Zone and doing open mics. And anyway, after about 4 months, they talked the manager into letting me come back. And then I did good. And then they started bumping me up.
Yeah. And that was Nashville 93.
Yeah.
And then how long, like, was it 94, 95 before you started thinking, wait a second, I think I'm onto something here. How long did it take you to quit the day job?
I was on the road full time by 95.
2 years. That's good.
Yeah. But that was the end of the boom too. So I only needed 15 minutes, right? Maybe 12 with announcements. I mean, they hired MCs full time and I got in with a Comedy House Theater
in South Carolina.
Comedy House Theater. So they had four of them at the time. They had Savannah, they had Augusta, they had Columbia, South Carolina, and then they had Ocala at a hotel, right, at a Holiday Inn. And you did 2 weeks at the hotel. Anyway, I was working those four and five times a year as an MC. And then they ended up moving me up to a feature. And then I was doing, you know, all the one-nighters for Yoder and Ken Muller, all those guys, whatever I could get. CW Kendall, anywhere I could go. And then I was working on my feature work and moving up that way. So I was probably featuring by, I don't know, 4 years full time.
Yeah. So how long? Okay, now we're in the feature world where we're at Comedy House Theaters. We're getting a lot of work. Dale Jones is getting funnier. What's the next big thing? Is it a festival? Is it a competition? What happens next?
I was just a road guy, man. And I just was writing and working, and I was doing guest sets and mm-hmm. showcases every week where I would go somewhere. On the way, I would try to find a club and do a showcase just to try to pick up more and more and more and more. And then I know what pushed me through. There was a club in outside of Nashville in Murfreesboro.
Okay.
And it was Comedy on the Square or something. And okay. They couldn't afford the, I think Sobel was booking them, and they couldn't afford Sobel anymore. And they couldn't afford beer. So they were buying beer at the gas station and
wow.
selling it. And then they would just bring all of us Nashville guys in, and it would be like Tim Northern and Friends. And we would all feature,
yeah.
you know, and then Tim would headline and, yeah. and there were 10 of us on a show. So I set my camera up and, it was Dale Jones and Friends that night. And I only did like 35 minutes, but that was enough. And it was a comedy club background and a setting, and it looked professional. And that's what got me more feature work. That really bumped it up.
Yeah.
Quick. Because it looked like I was featuring in a real club, even though it was just a bunch of us idiots up there running. Yeah. yeah.
You've won lots of festivals. You've toured all over the country. What are some of the highlights you would say of your career thus far?
Last Comic, obviously, that was a good highlight. I mean, that got me a pretty big bump. That was 2008.
Right.
I mean, you don't know how that works. I mean, they run you through the ringer. It's ridiculous, the stuff mm-hmm. they make you do. But my money doubled. I got a manager. I mean, I got out of it what I needed to keep. Mm-hmm. And I sustained it and kept going forward, I believe. Going to L.A. and getting in with the Ice House and the Comedy Magic Club.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about, like, being a you know, a guy from the South, you know, Tennessee? Because we have that in common, too. I was out there 18 years. Now you're out. How long were you out there?
I was out there six.
Yeah.
Six or seven.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah.
What were your experience? I mean, I think it's kind of cool. In a weird way, it's like we have an extra laugh at our disposal any time because we have that tool. We can always say, like, well, I sound this way and blah, blah, blah. It's different. It makes you stand out a little bit, you yeah. know? So I kind of,
I think the New York and the New Jersey guys have that same edge. I think they get to mm-hmm. stand out a little bit, or Boston.
Yeah.
Cause they get to work the accent a little bit.
Right.
And, so yeah, in that respect, it's pretty much all the same. Cause you walk up and you're, yeah. And at first they stare at you. I mean, you know that. They're just like, what's this chucker?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then when they figure out everything's still relatable, then they're like, oh, I get it. Yeah. Okay.
Did you feel like, for me, I felt like every time I would go up at the Comedy Store, like when I was out there, I was big at the Comedy Store, not big, but I worked at the Comedy Store. Ice House in Pasadena is great.
I love that room.
And you said Comedy and Magic Club?
Yeah, that ended up being my homeroom.
Didn't Jay Leno come in there all the time?
He was there every Sunday.
Wow.
Every Sunday he did a 50-minute show. And he would work on either material he was doing for that week, or he was just doing his act or whatever. And there was two or three times I got to MC for him and hang out.
I've never met him, but I heard he's like the nicest guy.
He's extremely nice. Here's what shocked me about him. He knows nothing about sports.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, wait. I have a theory. Let me know what you think.
Okay.
I do know he's into cars.
Yes.
So I have noticed that people who love cars, I'm talking NASCAR fans, Indianapolis, just guys who are car dudes.
Yeah.
They don't care about sports. They don't care about football. They don't care about basketball. They don't care about baseball. It's just cars. And I think Jay Leno suffers from that.
He's a motorhead. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. I was asking him, though, when he said he did. Oh, there was a game on the television, and he wasn't paying attention to it. Everybody's going crazy, and I don't know anything about sports either. And I go, you're not into sports? And he goes, no. And I go, well, then – how do you interview all these people like when they win the Super Bowl and then they come on Tonight Show? And he goes, all you got to do is nod your head and they'll talk about themselves for an hour.
Right. Yeah.
But then he asked me if I was a hot motorhead, and I, you know, about being on his show. And I said, I'm a comic. I don't have a hot yeah. rod that they can bring on your show. And then I pitched him an idea about I would go there in an Uber.
Yeah.
And then we talk about the Uber, the Honda Civic or whatever. And then he go, all right, well, you want to take a ride in it? We turn around. It was gone. I go, okay, we got to call another one. course, I didn't go through. I thought it would have been funny. Very yeah. funny.
But for you, it was Last Comic Standing. What other like big TV things that, you, that did you hit that you like? Because I know you've done tons of stuff.
I was in a movie with I was an extra, but I was in a movie with Denzel Washington. That was kind of funny.
No, did you have a scene with him?
I had. Well, he was across the. I was on a boat, and he said, "Hey" to me, and I said, "Hey, Chief."
And then they had, what movie is this?
Out of Time.
Oh, I have to look that up now.
Yeah, he plays a cop, which is so rare for him. He never plays a cop.
Would I see you in this film if I watch this?
If you saw her that long, it would be. I okay. have to tell you. It's right at the beginning of the movie. Like they, like he goes in and he's with Sine Lathan and they have like a sex scene or something. And then it goes to the credits. Then it shows him walking down a dock and I'm on a boat in a red t-shirt and I'm scrubbing the boat. And looking on the face. And he goes, "Hey guys," and I go, "Hey Chief." And then they edited out my voice and put somebody else's voice in so they could keep me as an extra.
Oh, wow. Really? That's hilarious.
So and the day I walked on, they said, "Go to wardrobe." And when I walked to wardrobe, they go, "Yeah, you look like you work on a boat. Just wear what you got on."
Was your dad funny? Was your mom funny?
My my mother was the smart aleck and my dad was the goofy guy.
Ah, okay.
And that's where it all blended together. But dad really wasn't goofy with me. I'd see him goofy with his friends. And dad was the instigator. Like, I remember when I was a kid, he would get hammered around his buddies. At home, he really did. We were at a softball game. I'm a little guy, and he didn't play softball. He ran between the two like Bugs Bunny and just instigated fights. Like, he would go to one team, and he'd go, "I can't believe these guys just said that about you." And he'd make up the whole story. And then he'd go to the other guys and go, "Do you hear what they're saying about you?" And then he would sit back and crack a beer and light a cigarette and watch these two guys just scream and fight and just get angry.
Oh, that's great.
He loved doing stuff like that.
And your mom was a smart aleck, huh?
Yeah, she was the, my mom's still with us. She lives with us now. Mom won't say anything for like 20 minutes and then she'll just wait for that perfect time and then she'll just the perfect line. Just bam.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, those are deadly, you know, because they come out of nowhere. My mom does that too, you know. I live with my mom. My dad had a stroke, and now he's in a skilled nursing facility, and my mom's never been by herself. So I left L.A. 3 years ago to go back to Hickory and stay with mom. So, you know, I get to tell people now I'm a 49-year-old divorced man who lives with his mother. And I tell the ladies to sit down. Do not rush the stage. You know how it is.
Okay, I moved back in with my mother when I was, when did the divorce hit? 36. I moved back in with mom right before I got Last Comic Standing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got Last Comic, and I was living with mom. We were in a two-bedroom apartment somewhere in southern Illinois, and I go, "I'm going to try to come back with a TV show."
They're like, "That's enough." Right. Hey, all right, let's play. Let's play one. I want to play one quick game with you, and I'll let you go.
Okay. Oh, sure.
I love doing this, and I didn't come up with this game, but I love playing this game. It's called F, Marry, Kill. You're familiar, right?
Of course.
Yes. So we're going to do an F, Marry, Kill. I'm going to do comedians. All right?
Once we know?
We'll see. We'll see. Since you're married to a comedian, I figured this would be appropriate for you to play. And here's your three. You've got Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
Fortune Feimster. Kathleen Madigan. Yeah, it's hard.
Kill Fortune.
Okay.
Marry Melissa. Wait, no.
I don't know. I so far wasn't.
Oh, I think marry Melissa be cool. I like her. I could do that. Yeah. And then we'll do the one nighter with Kathleen. That sounds good. That'd be a party. I met Kathleen. That would be a party. We'd sit around, drink, smoke cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Get that one out of the way, then have some nice refractory period drinks and cigars.
Right. Melissa would be a good family woman. I think she seems very down to earth and cool.
Yep.
She makes a lot of money, so I'd have some kind of retirement.
That's how I look at this game, too. I'm like, all right, let's start with who I'm marrying. Like, who's got the most money?
Right.
That's how I go. And then I go like, okay, that's off. Now, who am I going to F? And then I go, well, sadly, this person has to die then. That's a process of elimination.
Because yeah. Fortune's not going to do either one of those. Maybe, so
I, I appreciate you zooming in. I know you got a new special or an album that's coming up. Tell me a little bit about that.
It is dropping November 2nd on Pandora and November 9th worldwide, and it's called I'm Not Well.
Dale Jones, I'm Not Well, but I think you're great. And you should go check him out at DaleJonesComic.com. And Dale Jones, I love you, buddy. Thanks for doing this.
I love you too, brother. Thank you.
See you, buddy. All right, Dale Jones, everybody.
Dale Jones.
That's the first time you've hit that this whole show.
He's screaming.
I didn't hear one. I heard one applause.
That was due.
Yeah. Well, thank you. All right. Well, we got one more segment. I say we get right to it. You know, there's a lot of negative things going on in the news. We try to ignore that. We try to find the happy-go-lucky fun stories that fall through the cracks, the nooks and crannies, and we talk about that. And it's a segment that can be best described by Justin Clyde Rue.
We're just small-town dudes with small-town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Alrighty, I got a good one here. Check this out, buddy.
I can't wait.
Now, did we discuss our favorite nuts before the show? What was yours?
I'm a walnut.
You're a walnut guy.
You won't like this, but it's cashew.
Cashew. Stamos, favorite nut, go.
Sunflower seed.
That's not a nut, dude.
Okay, pecan.
You don't do nuts?
Pecan.
Do you like nuts?
Yeah, I like nuts.
Okay. All right. Well, check this out. I know where y'all can get some free nuts. That's right. There was a squirrel that stored 350 pounds of walnuts inside of a truck. He's a real long hauler, this squirrel. That's right. There's a red squirrel that is nuts for walnuts in Fargo, North Dakota. Oh, yeah, them ginger squirrels, man. In Fargo, they'll put them in a wood chipper sometime. Have you seen that movie? Bill Fisher is the guy's name. He said he came home from a four-day work trip and discovered that his Chevy Avalanche was filled with walnuts. That's right. Well, there you go. It's an avalanche. The squirrel's trying to help you out. Everybody knows if you drive an avalanche, you got no nuts. I'm kidding, Bill. It is like the mullet of SUVs, though. you're right. It's kind of like the El Camino of SUVs, right?
El Caminos, yeah.
Well, the El Camino was the mullet car.
Yeah, and now avalanche the Avalanche is the mullet SUV.
Yeah.
The bed's not big enough to do anything with.
Exactly. Well, that's why this squirrel had to put them inside the engine and stuff. These nuts were huge, too. These were black walnuts. Black walnuts. Each one's the size of a lime. That's bigger than the English walnuts, sadly. Those are the size of a lima bean. We all know this struggle. Photos on his Facebook page show the walnuts were tucked into every nook and cranny of the Chevy, just like Caitlyn Jenner. He drove the Chevy, which was heavy. Now the Chevy is pie. These nuts were everywhere, too, including the engine compartment and the fenders. Fisher said he removed enough nuts to fill 7 6-gallon buckets, which beat the old record set in 1977 set by John Holmes for the most nuts in a bucket. Wow. Now, he said, I had to pull the fenders off just to get all the walnuts out. He said, I thought I had them all, so I drove it down the road. I turned the corner and found one rolling down the windshield where the wipers go. This squirrel is a scavenger hunt champion. And as nutty as all this might seem, it is nut the first time it has happened. Fisher said red squirrels have been using his truck to store walnuts from his neighbor's tree since 2013. And he said, I have other vehicles that sit very close to the tree, but it's always this truck. I mean, these squirrel hates these trucks. I mean, maybe it ran over his family or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's an avalanche. It's a natural disaster.
Yeah.
Maybe it killed his family. He said, I've even parked way out on the street on purpose, as far away as I can from the walnut tree, and they still go find the avalanche, and they hide them in there. And see, this wouldn't happen to a diesel. Diesel can run on peanut oil if you convert them. You know what I mean? Maybe the squirrel's trying to save the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over the years, Fisher has learned how to deal with the squirrely behavior. He knows when the walnuts fall off the tree, it's time to check the engine. Because the check engine light's a little squirrel. It pops up there. It's like, remember me? He also learned to wait until there are no walnuts left laying under the tree before cleaning up. I think he needs a garage.
I don't know. It's like a Caddyshack film go bad, isn't it? But with squirrels instead of gophers?
Look at the size of these.
These are big nuts, but those are black walnuts.
Those are black walnuts, even though they look like lemons or limes. Yeah,
black walnuts. That's how they come packaged.
Yeah, I like walnuts, but still I think pecan takes it for me. He said the squirrel will sit up in the tree and watch him clean up the walnuts, almost like, hey, buddy, those are mine. And he watches me clean up his winter storage, and he probably starts throwing them at him. You know? I could imagine that. Still, he wasn't ready for just how many nuts would be squirreled away this year. The squirrel set a record, Fisher said. Most I've ever pulled out was 4 or 5 6-gallon buckets. This year was 7. And next year he'll be on the new season of Hoarders. Fisher had to remove the fenders from the truck to even reach some of the nuts, which he is now offering to any humans. Yeah. If you guys want nuts.
Well, what's the going rate for walnuts?
These are free.
Per pound.
I know. If you want them, he says, much to the chagrin of the squirrel, he's going to throw away the rest. So sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. But the squirrel stockpile won't be completely gone, Fisher said. He said, I still have plenty rolling around inside of the frame that he can't even get to. That's just great. He's got like a rattle. He's riding around. This is going to be a real tough case to crack. I screwed that up. But I say we talk to the man. Look at these pictures. Can you see?
Wow, this is a lot of work for these.
This squirrel is like, I mean, hoarder champion, really. This is amazing. I'd like to meet this squirrel, but we're not going to meet the squirrel. We're going to meet the man. From Fargo, the man who had to deal with this crazy squirrel, Mr. Bill Fisher. How are you? And thanks for joining us, Bill. Oh, I can't hear him, Alan.
Hold on. I got to mute it.
Hang on. We got to just unmute it here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep, there he is.
Okay. All right, Bill. Take 2. How you doing, buddy? Nothing.
Nope. Hold on.
Hang on. I don't know what's happening, buddy. We're new at this.
We like to know what Bill does for a living, though, because if he's a teacher and he'd be the nutty professor, I'll be excited about this. Good.
Can't help you out there.
Oh, here we go. Now I can hear him. Thank you. Bill, thank you so much for zooming in. I know you're a busy guy. Where are you zooming in from?
From Cavalier, North Dakota, north of Fargo.
Oh, very nice. Now, I saw on your Facebook page, do you dabble in flights and stuff, planes?
I do. Yes, I do radio control planes as well.
Very nice. So I've been to Fargo. I've been to Minot. I believe there's an Air Force base up there, isn't there?
There is in Grand Forks and Minot both.
Okay. Very good. Were you military?
I am not, no.
Okay. Well, tell us about this crazy squirrel. Is it the same squirrel?
Yeah, it seems to be the same squirrel. It's a red squirrel always. Whether it's the same one since the those redheads, you got to really wonder about them. Very nutty. Anyway, the squirrel has been doing this since 2013. I've owned the avalanche since 2012, and the tree produces every other year. So 2013 was the first year that it produced, and I didn't realize what was happening until I hopped in it to drive it down the street, and I heard thump, 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 thump as the walnuts were falling off of the engine.
Wow.
Turned around, pulled back into the driveway, popped the hood, and I saw that. Yeah.
So you basically know every 2 years this is going to happen to this avalanche.
Every 2 years it needs to be a routine, yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, what do we think it is about this vehicle specifically? There's got to be other vehicles it could go to.
Must be the underhood storage space available for it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I need my temporary redneck membership card. I have owned an El Camino as well. Oh.
Dude, you don't need a temporary card. Did. You've been in the gang a long time if you had a Camino. That's awesome. Congrats. Oh, I love the El Camino. Oh, those were fun. Yeah. There's a guy we used to go tubing.
Throw a mattress in the back.
You put a mattress back?
Go to the old drive-in.
Yeah. Do you still have the walnuts, Bill?
I don't have the walnuts anymore because I did have a guy. Who was it there that liked the walnuts?
Love walnuts.
Sebastian here. He used to play for the Charlotte Hornets. Yeah. NBA legend right here.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, in 2 years I could set you up with walnuts like Jake from that insurance company.
I'll just come through, Bill, and pick them up as you know, be a good trip.
So I love me some Fargo. I was up there a long time ago, wrecked my car. Hit some black ice, slid off the road. Some people call it black ice, also known as crystal meth. But no, it was just black ice. I hit a patch and then spun around, sidekick on its side. But I was up there for 2 or 3 weeks getting this car fixed and hanging out. And the nicest people, I'm telling you, Fargo is like the South, but colder. They have a unique accent. They think we sound funny. We think they sound funny.
Yep.
But they're very cool, and I love it up there. Do you get the whole Fargo thing a lot from the movie and the series and all that stuff?
Especially when the movie was out, yes. A little bit now, not so much as when the series, but still get that with the series.
Yeah. So I think it was based on a true thing, but that was in Brainerd, which was in Minnesota, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. See, I know.
But Fargo sounded better for a title, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So the tree is done. The walnuts have been walnutted. You've already given them away. So we got to wait another 2 years.
Are you willing to wait?
What's he say?
Yeah, we're willing to wait.
Oh yeah.
How long did it take for that squirrel to put all of them in the truck?
The majority of them, which was about 6 buckets full, was in 4 days.
Four days? So, because you were gone on a 4-day, what do you do?
I'm an insurance rep, a traveling insurance rep.
Okay. So you were out on the road for 4 days, come back, then so maybe that's what it is, because he knows that truck's not going anywhere for 4 days.
What's really amazing about it is if you add up the actual weight of these walnuts, now all 7 buckets, it's over 180 pounds.
Wow, 180 pounds of
which
walnuts.
Comes out to about $2,000 worth of walnuts on the black market.
Oh, yeah. How much is that black walnuts on the black market? I mean, we're into something here.
I guess I could go back and change my post on Facebook that I'm going to have to start charging for them.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, this could turn into a thing. Yeah. I mean, I think it should turn into something. Every 2 years, people come to Bill's area, wherever his truck is parked, and we sit back and we watch this squirrel. Do you think it's the same squirrel or is it a different squirrel?
It sure looks like it's the same squirrel, but over 8 years, I don't know what the lifespan of a squirrel is.
Yeah.
But over 8 years, I'm kind of wondering if it is the same one.
Yeah.
Or the generational thing.
Teaching our kids to do the same thing.
Do you see more than one at a time or do you just always see the one?
Well, I see the one red squirrel that's responsible for all the walnuts, but there are other squirrels, both black and gray, that come in and try to get nuts off this tree. If you just you're just sitting there watching the tree, you'll see 5 to 6 squirrels an hour come in when these things get.
We got squirrels everywhere here in North Carolina. We got albino squirrels.
Yes, yes, we do.
Yeah. So, what was the story on that, Sebastian?
In Brevard, North Carolina, is the home of albino squirrels. Yeah. Carnival came through in 1912 with a set of albino squirrels, and they got away.
That's right.
They started mating in the mountains.
Yeah.
And now you see them everywhere.
So we're like the only place in the country that has like rare albino squirrels that run around and you can see them. They're like the unicorns of squirrels. Yep.
They could send them up here to the Great White North and they'd disappear in the snow.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we'll bring you some.
Snow ninja squirrels, basically. I think I saw on your Facebook page that you have a dog.
I have a dog, yes.
Now, what does the dog do during all this?
Obviously
that
nothing.
Dog is only 11 pounds, but it thinks it's a big hunter killer of the squirrels. Right? Chasing these things. It's chasing them up trees and up around the pickup. It wants to catch one. I'm hoping it never does because I think it's going to be a trip to the vet.
Yeah, for maybe the dog. The squirrel sounds like. Yeah.
For the dog, yes. Because I'm still waiting for the squirrel to retire for one reason or another.
Yeah, right. Well, Bill, thank you so much for zooming in. I love this story. Please let us know if it happens again. I'm going to check back in with you. And thanks for being a part of Country-ish, my friend.
My pleasure.
All right. All right, everybody. Thank Let's you, clap Bill. For Bill Thank Fisher you, Bill. Right there. He's a good sport. And dang, he gave away the walnuts already.
Yeah.
I was hoping we'd get some.
I know.
You know, I've actually never seen a black walnut inside of the lime looking shell or whatever that is.
It's a real deal.
All right. Elliot, did I forget anything? Any final thoughts that we want to, because we're about to wrap this puppy up.
Yes, sir. Our good friend Reno Collier is going to be performing fairly close by at the Lincolnton Cultural Arts Center for a fundraiser on Saturday, October 23rd. You can go to www.artslincolnnc.com or call 704-732-9044.
Yes. Go see Reno Collier. I won't be here. I'll be in Bolivia, North Carolina at that time. But you might as well go see Reno if you can't come to Bolivia. He's very funny, and you will thank me later. Stamos, any final thoughts, buddy? Thanks for coming in and filling in, dude. Appreciate it. Yeah,
thanks for letting me come in and fill in. Appreciate it.
You were killing it on the sound effects tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got 1 out of 20 there.
Just a couple people want to know why. What's his name? Bill?
Bill Fisher.
Didn't grease the avalanche up to where the squirrel couldn't. You know, people grease their bird feeder poles.
Oh.
You think the avalanche down.
Since 2013 it's been happening?
This squirrel's too small for grease. He could have
found something to do, yeah.
So one squirrel, one nut at a time.
Yeah, that's a lot of trips.
That's
brother.
A lot of trips. Back
4 days. Yeah. Over the course of 4 days. That's hilarious.
And getting around the dog.
Yeah, yeah. I'm assuming the dog was out, but yeah. Yeah. Elliot?
Red squirrel lives 3 to 7 years in the wild, 10 years in captivity.
US. Let's not forget, we also had comedian Red Squirrel on this show. Yes, female comedian that was on the show. Oh, man, what a full circle show this has been. I appreciate you guys for watching. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate you sharing, which if you haven't done it, you can do it when we wrap this thing up. A share later is as good as a share before because eventually someone will see it. We hope because we're growing a little bit. I'm going to be in Raleigh next week, this weekend, Jacksonville, where else? All over the place. Go to countryish.com. You can click on tour dates. You can click on merchandise, support, sponsorship, contact. And I guess that's it, guys. For the Alan Jackson, for Marcus Stamos, for Elliot the intern, for Sebastian, I am John Reap, and I wish you a good bicycle.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from a cul-de-sac. Don't chew tobacco and I don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, a simple kind of life, never did me no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and yourself parked cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast, it'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish.
Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite, and all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you. Oh. Still here. Thanks for hitting the share button. Also, if you want to help out Mark Havaball's grandson's memorial fund, go to GoFundMe, type in JJ Memorial, and you can help with the memorial fund. And thank you, and hit the share button.